the 10,000 covers of love song that are out there. I'm going to say this one's my favorite. It's Jack Off Jill. Listening to Dead Air 91.5 WMFO. Well, when Googling what to say about this next band, the related search that pops up is Nine Inch Nails Agoth. The answer, Nine Inch Nails sucks. This is the McDonald's of goth culture. They rip off Ministry so hard. They even went through a campy new wave project before getting all dark and dressing like it's Mad Max out here. What's that? It's the hand that feeds.
Can you get up off your knees? we share. And every sundown seems to be the last we have. Your breath on my skin has the scent of the hand. And I'm drunk on your tears, baby, can't you see it's high ten?
Got the Birthday Massacre now. They announced their new album, Diamonds. It's going to be out March 27th. Following day, they'll be down in Providence playing the Tattoo and Music Fest. It's going to go with Red Stars, 91.5 WMFO.
Attention. die Wunder dieser Welt werden dir geschenkt. Glück ist nicht käuflich. Sehnsucht bleibt unerreicht. Preisrätsel winken. Nimm aus Acht. Kein Mitleid für die Mehrheit. Kein Mitleid für die Mehrheit. Yeah.
UMFO. Interesting interpolation of Holy Night there. Well, more music in the dark wave vein now. Grimes' new record, Miss Anthropocene, is out February 21st. Got our latest single here, My Name is Dark. Very fitting for Dead Air. We're the best of goth and alternative. Check it out. It's Grimes.
Thank you.
No, not them. That's the name of the song. It's 91.5 WMFO. Well, by now, you've seen Billboard's top 10 rock songs of the decade, which is wholly depressing. Well, the top three songs are by Imagine Dragons. And if that wasn't enough, we've got Panic at the Disco, the reunion that no one asked for, that Shut Up and Dance song, which I'm convinced was probably written by artificial intelligence, solely for awkward wedding dancing, and the list goes on. Similarly dreary manner. I have hope for the Roaring Twenties, though. I think rock's going to be back in a big way. I know Paradise Lost is working on a new album. Yes, they slowed down the touring to work on it. About the direction that they're going in, well, the band has said it will be a bit miserable and very Paradise Lost. Can we ask for more? We can't. Let's go with 2011's Enchantment. Paradise Lost, it's Dead Air, 91.5 WMFO.
Fever, fever, inside of me, oh, like a fever.
Smashing Pumpkins, there, apples and oranges. It's 91.5 WMFO, where the time just flew by today. I'm like, I want to get to be 2:56. Well, I'll be back for another extended edition of Dead Air next week, Sunday 1 to 3, and to celebrate my 31 years on this planet, we're going to be highlighting tracks from 1989, the year the World Wide Web was invented, George Bush took office, and some great music came out. Disintegration. I'm looking at you. So come back next Sunday for that 1 to 3. Until then, off to fly my pet bats. More Freeform Radio is on the way. Thanks for checking out TUS 91.5 WMFO.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.